The Gemara that we mentioned yesterday briefly, that Shema Yala Hayam Sirotin Davches, so there's really a Yisoris Tikka Machloikas, there's numerous shitas in how to understand what the Chshash and what the Mechitza of Shema Yala Hayam Sirotin is, what would have been the Mechitza and what's the Chshash. So there's a big Machloikas in the Poiskim, what's the Havana in this Shema Yala Hayam Sirotin? What exactly was the Mechitza? Was the Mechitza the Mayim itself that were Gvoya Asara? The water is a mechitza asara, and the chashash is that the sand and the stones will diminish the height of the water because now the sand becomes higher, so the water is not going to be 10 tfachim anymore, because the floor of the ocean will be, so to speak, elevated, because it will be yala sirotin, so mela, the water will not be 10 tfachim deep anymore because there's an elevated ocean ground, ocean floor. Or the pshat is no. The mechitza was never the mayim itself. The mechitza was the slope of the earth, of the sand below the water, that was elevated 10 tvachim, et teila mislaket yud betech dalad ames. If it goes up 10 tvachim on the slope, as long as it's within 4 ames, that's called the mechitza of asara. And the chashash of Shema Yala Yam Sirotin is that it won't be yud betech dalad. It will be filled up with sand, and it won't be yud betech dalad. It'll be yud more than dalad. It won't be betech dalad. The whole vart is that the mechitza is below the water, is the ground itself that's sloping up yud tvachim betech dalad ames. The chashash is that it will yala yam sirotin, and sand will cover that area of the slope, and it won't be elevated yud betech dalet within dalet ames. And if you don't have this elevation taking place betech dalet, it's not called a mechitzas yud. Mechitzas yud is only betech dalet ames. So these are meanwhile two tzdodim in the Shema Yala Yam Sirotin and the mechitza. Is it the mechitzas hamayim that was the mechitza yud, and we're choshish that it's not going to remain yud because the ground of the ocean will become higher? Became nine, or the chashash is that we're not talking about the mechitza of the mayim. The mechitza was always the ground below, and the ground was on a slope within dalad ames, 10 tvachim. With chashash, it's not going to be 10 tvachim within dalad ames because it will be diminished because yala yam sirotin, so it's not going to have that slope elevation, so you won't have yud because it's not yud betech dalad, it's only yud after dalad. So that is the two tzdodim. My father in the Sefer Pnei Ayeh, over there he has a tikkun on the Naharis Lagabe, the tikkun of the Erev in Amsterdam. So over there he brings a Mchush de Kashita of the Marit and the Beis Meir and others, that they say lahalocha, that the vart in the mechitz of the mayim is not the mayim necessarily being yud, and it's not the tail amislaked yud betech dalad, that you have the slope going yud betech dalad. The mayim itself is ma'akev the hiluch harabim. The fact that you have water over there, so now the rabbim cannot go over there, that is called the mechitza. The mechitza is something that's ma'akev hiluch harabim. And the fact that it's ma'akev hiluch harabim, it doesn't have to be yud tvachim. The mayim itself, the fact that people can't freely walk over there, that itself is a mechitza. Mechitza, the shame mechitza for the mavui is something that's ma'akev hiluch harabim. Doesn't have to be yud. It's not the mayim that's yud. It's the mayim that's ma'akev hiluch harabim, even less than yud. What's the chashash in Shem Yala Yam Sirotin? That the mayim that was ma'akev hiluch harabim might turn into beach. It might turn into yabosho. Zog Rashi, Shem Yala Reuchav Parsa of yabosho. That means next to the mavui, you won't be anymore an area that's which was mayim, not because it was mayim yud. Shemayala yam sirotin, that it's not going to be mayim that's ma'akev hiluch harabim anymore. It's going to turn into yabosha that people can freely walk. So then you lose the shtei mechitza. The mechurishik din mechitza is the ma'akev hiluch harabim in the mayim, and that the chashash gufa is shemayala yam sirotin, that it's going to turn into yabosha. We don't have this ikov of hiluch harabim. So it comes out three yisuris tekashitas in what the yisur of the mechitza was and what the chashash of Shema Yala Yam Sirotin. Was the mechitza mayim yud and yala yam sirotin, that the floor of the ocean is going to become higher because yala sirotin, so you won't have a mayim of yud? Was the mechitza, the tela mislaket, the slope of the ground, that it was going up 10 within 4 ames, and it's not going to go up 10 within 4, because yali am sirotim, it will filled up with choyl and with avonim? Or was the mechitza gufa the mayim that's ma'akiv the hiluch harabim? Not the tela mislaket, not the oimik of the yud, not the gedudim, the mayim that's ma'akiv hiluch harabim, that's the shei mechitza by the mavui. And the chashash of yala yam sirotin is that mayim is going to turn into yabosha next to the mavui. So you won't have anymore the makam of the ikov hiluch harabim. And that's the chashash of Shema Yala Yam Sirotin. That's his third mechurish de geshita, ayin shom in the pnei ayeh. My father brings the tshuva of the chidushi harim, which and many other tshuvas la halacha, rise from the Rambam and other shitas legabi this is so it.